The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crisis!
Matt Reif's side pieces have joined a group chat with his girlfriend. Come on.
No.
Oh, that's a goodie.
The nightmare.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Although, the thing is, it is a nightmare. But he's one of those guys, he's got such a look that it's like, he can go, I'm going to not fuck for a while. And stay. And then as soon as he comes back, it'll be, what, do you know what I mean? This guy's pussy getting is not his problem. So I bet this isn't that big of a deal. I just feel like it's probably not that big of a deal. If he gets,
I mean,
he might feel like it's a big deal, but he's young enough and everything. I just don't think it is a big deal.
Well, you just mean he can get someone else?
Yeah, we could all get someone else.
No, I understand
it's all
that,
the hurt. It's all not the hurt.
Oh, well, if we're assuming like the problem is going to be like him feeling like that emotion of like, I hurt people. But if it's not, if he's just kind of like, eh.
Well, Jay, look, just step back for a second.
Mm-hmm.
We've all cheated. We've all hurt people we love.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
We weren't. It meant nothing to me, baby. You know,
are you talking to me or her?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to everybody. The truth is, it meant nothing. And I did love her. The girl that I cheated, I loved. And I didn't want to hurt her. So getting caught, it's funny because I would cry. I would get caught and I would immediately cry and be like, oh.
Buddy, I've been there too. I'm not arguing that. I'm making an assumption that though, but me and you are not operating in Matt Reif's world. He's young and whatever. But you're right. And the fact that this is the hardest thing, and we both, you know, we have, me and Dave have younger siblings too, where there's some kind of thing where you have to tell them at some point, like, because you're ahead of them, you're like, it's so temporary, like everything is just temporary and not a thing. I'm just like Matt Reif's like the woes of this, where it's like, oh shit, it's like this, he'll be fine. Like he'll go out and party two nights, but I'm just saying, but you might be right about that, like the thing about like hurting, because that was the shittiest thing, is you're like, and it's still a little selfish because you're almost still like, everyone's mad at me because I did a shitty thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like a feel bad, but you're also still kind of like, damn.
Yeah, no, look, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter how good looking you are. It doesn't matter how young he is, right? This is when I was 16, when I broke up with my girlfriend, I felt like the world was collapsing, right? And
correct.
Obviously, yeah, in retrospect, you know.
If you had a fight or a guy that you were fighting with and it was going to come to a fist fight, it was like, your whole life had led up to that moment. Do you know what I mean? It was such like a big thing in hindsight.
When you're caught, it doesn't fucking matter. Like,
well, when you're caught with a big,
your world's blowing
give me
up
more,
in your
give
face.
Give me more information, Alex, about yeah,
when you're caught, when you're caught, when you're caught with, and you're such in the public eye, the problem is now what's happening is people are fucking turning on him. Bobby Kelly sent me a thing of a woman who's furious at Matt Reif because he made fun of her six-year-old or something. Where do you make fun of the six-year-old? This lady's like an influencer.
He's beefing with a six-year-old, apparently.
But it's not beefing is the wrong term. A six-year-old, this woman who puts her child in her social media because she thinks her thing isn't about her looks. It's that she's like super into like saying things in mommy care or whatever. She's just a hot chick. And she's been hurt by Matt Reif so much because she wanted his beautiful face to be something that it's not. And she put something up where she had her six-year-old kid.
Matt Reif has decided to start beef with my six-year-old child.
Oh, yeah, it's playing. It's
one
playing.
Thing, yeah, I feel
that's
like there's a little, we're a little discombobulated right now. Let's just one thing at a time.
Well,
right?
We didn't really officially start the
you
show.
Never, we ne- no, but, the but show we're started.
No, I know, but I'm saying we never officially said hello. And Hey, we're all everybody. Yeah. Big J. Okerson, Louis J. Gomez, Dave Smith.
They got it. They know who we are. But I'm just saying, like, let's, before we even go to this beef with the kid, let's go to the group chat with the girlfriends.
I sure, yeah, just yeah.
moving through this.
YouTuber Brooke Schofield claims that her ex, Matt Rife, cheated on her with 20 women. Is that all? Before ultimately blocking her number in what turned out to be a brutal breakup.
That she caught him with. If she knows of 20, just understand, bitch, it's like 300.
It's, I mean, dude, if you caught 80.
20, the chances that you caught all 20 and that's all there are so low.
Man, you never get away with this. He's like, I know, babe. You get me every time.
If you get caught 20 times, you want to get, he doesn't like you.
Yeah, he's going like, hey, come sleep with me in my house. My chick's coming home soon. I want her to see I'm not into it anymore. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're cheating on me again. Dinner in 5.
He's like, I broke up with you this morning. Why are you back here?
Oh, that's Matt. Here he is, cheating again.
Classic Matt cheating.
You're so hilarious. This is why you're a great comic, but I broke up with you one.
Oh, love, look, another bit. Whore. What do you guys want on your pizza?
It's a fucking crazy bitch.
Dude, if you catch your man cheating 20 times, 20 different women.
You're right into now. It.
You not only are you into it, he's not even trying to not get caught.
No, he's fucking
you, he's fucking any chick who's down to fuck him. He's not even like being discreet. He's just, you're not in a serious relationship.
Well, all right, so here, I'll give benefit of the doubt to this girl and assume that she got his phone, counted 20 in one shot. When she caught him,
first 20 messages. Dude, great time last night. Great time two nights ago.
There's no way that she like caught him and got back with him, caught him, got back.
This is Matt Rife that we're talking about. My guess is that he deleted all of the messages, and these 20 are just what came in since he's been away from his phone.
His last 20 messages.
Yeah, dude, these are just like, I don't know. I can't keep up.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude.
He's the only person who gets doxed so girls can send pussy pictures.
So hold on. So can we go back to the story? I want to see what else happened there. She caught him with 20. Let's see, 20 women before ultimately blocking her number. She on Friday she went on a podcast, of course. Oh, fucking bitches on these podcasts. Friday details that she caught Rife's alleged infidelity on TikTok by seeing the comedian in photos with another woman taken at the same time she was dating him earlier this year. She direct messaged the woman about the timeline of the romance and was immediately put into a group chat with other women. Oh my God, I'm sweating right now. First of all, it's Matt Rife. So this is a group chat of some pretty high tier bitches. Let's get real, dude.
Oh, every one of these girls is make a fucking, Bad Girls Clubhouse with these bitches, man. I want to see them tear their clothes off.
Just hot and white and dumb.
Oh. Oh. And every kind of hot white.
Yeah, dude. Let's see. There were timelines. There were Venn diagrams. We were comparing notes. It was so crazy. The social media personality claims. This needs to go up on the women posting L's.
Yeah, really.
For a man who doesn't have time, this man had the most time.
Well, you make time for the things you love.
Yeah, she's hot too. Let's see. Go down. Schofield, 27, admitted she messaged Rife, 28, because she had always been a Matt Rife apologist and wanted him to know he embarrassed her. I got to send him a little message. I wanted to get my facts straight.
Louis, you have to read it. You have to read it.
I have a hard time reading.
Yeah, I got to send a little bit of message and a fact straight. I got to send him a little message. I want to get my facts straight, as if my facts aren't straight enough. She spelled, and I wasn't even rude, she recalled. I just sent him a text, and I was like, how embarrassing is it that I'm literally currently getting dragged for defending you while also in a group chat with 7 other girlfriends you had? He blocked my fucking number. Blocking me is so fucking crazy.
He's a real ass dude.
I mean, what else is he supposed to do? I like that. She acts like.
By the way, great move. I walk away from this entire thing. All 20 girls and my current girlfriend is hands wiped and I'm out.
Yeah, there was more juice.
The influencer said she hopes the stand-up star blocked her number to respect his current girlfriend, Jessica Lord. We off to see who she is.
Wait, I promise, pretty toy.
Oh, yeah. But then she said she should unfollow the 2,000 porn stars he still follows to this day.
All right. I wasn't being a crazy bitch at all. I'm not looking at the girls that he follows. You're his ex, you fucking lunatic.
By the way, 2,000 porn stars that he follows is actually 2,000 porn stars that follow him. And he followed them back. He just, when I did the AVN Awards with Ralph, he was the host of the AVN Awards. That's not even a wacky thing.
Yeah. And also, like, whatever. Like,
also, you're his ex. What are you telling him what he should be doing, who he should be following? Like,
yeah, this is a crazy bitch. You're literally getting clout off of dating the guy. You're going on a podcast, telling stories about him, going viral over it. Shut the fuck up. And she was like, and then he blocked me. All I'm doing is pointing out that he should be embarrassed about the way that he acted. And, you know, that's that.
Well, that is funny, too. Like, she's saying after they broke up, he wrote this embarrassing she feels embarrassed by this, so she's writing him like now, so he wasn't even with her at that point.
She is still obsessed with him. Okay. She goes to his social media, looks at who he's following, which is, that's a crazy girl thing.
Let's see current girlfriend and last girlfriend. Let's see which one's better.
Here, let's see new
side by side him. We got the technology here.
Side by side technology. No,
we got side by side technology.
That's 2024. That's coming to Legion of Skanks.
Do we have to get another producer? Do we got to get another producer on board for that?
Give me just a second to get them side by side. Hold on.
No, no worries.
I just feel I hate all of this. I hate this even as a topic on the podcast. Like, I just hate when there's like all these people and like the accusation is he cheated. Like, this is none of our business. Why are you?
It really just is none of our business.
Why are you blasting him on a podcast?
I've just gotten older now, right? And all of us, like, we all have. Like, I 10 years ago, I would have said men cheat. There's not a single man in the world who does not cheat because I hadn't met him. But now that I'm just older and I know some happily married dudes, sure. I'm like,
oh, no, it's true. It exists for sure.
Most men cheat, like 95%. It's a better world, dude. It's a better world than I thought it was.
Yeah, it is better. It's a little better. Even if it's 90, yeah. It's a lot, but not as much as I thought.
There's lots of people who don't cheat. But Matt Rife is also a kid in his 20s. Who's blown up and become incredibly famous, who's a very good-looking kid. And in that situation, it's definitely tougher than it is for the average guy to not cheat because he has way more access.
It reminds me of that Patrice joke because it's so funny because it just didn't matter that none of us were famous or good-looking. We just would – it didn't matter. It didn't matter who we cheated with. But the Patrice joke is like it's an elephant in the room. It's like you could ask a woman. It's like, would you – you know, Brad Pitt's right there. He just wants to spend one night with you. And he was like, would you cheat on your man with Brad Pitt? And she was like, you know what? I would want to. That'd be a fantasy. But like, I just couldn't ruin my relationship. I couldn't ruin that trust. It really would mess with me for the rest of my life. So no, I wouldn't do it. So you could ask a guy that same question. You see that pass out girl behind the dumpster over there? He's like, oh, she looks so good. What am I going to do?
He goes, oh, she looks so good in that garbage.
That's so fucking true.
Yeah, it's great.
But it means nothing. Like, here's the thing, Matt Rife could have genuinely been in love with that girl, dude. You're just like, you're a young, good-looking dude. You're playing in traffic. The amount, the quality of pussy that throws itself at Matt Rife. I mean, it's got to be like, but it's got to be bonkers. Oh. Bonkers. So you feel bad for that. He has to have a deal with this girl. He's got to be like, look, I got to be able to fuck girls on the road. Like, this is crazy. Like, there's just a line of tens that are trying to suck my cock right now. Yeah. How am I going to? Otherwise, I'm going to lie to you.
I literally watched that in person with Dane Cook at Caroline's. It was insane.
Yeah. And Dane Cook wasn't actually good looking.
I think young Dane Cook was better looking than Matt Rife to me. Matt Rife's in great shape, though, too. And that was
No. I don't think there's any metric in which Dane Cook was. I don't know Matt Rife's stand-up, so I guess if you were a fan of Dane's comedy, like that to a woman, I have to think through the lens of a woman brain. Like a funny guy could make him 3-4 points more attractive than he is. So
I'll say Dane Cook in his pocket, right in his fucking moment, was better looking than Matt Rife, looking as a facial looking guy.
It's also hard to look back at like the 90s when Dane Cook was like on top, when he was his best looking.
Well, early 2000s, like, what it was.
Yeah, he was dressed like fucking like, you know what he used to dress like? He used to dress like a Mick G directed video. Do you know that reference?
Sure.
Mick G would direct like the Sugar. He would dress like Sugar Ray almost.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, like it looks like he was styled by Mick G.
He dressed like Maroon 5.
Yeah, dude, he was fucking. No, this is
no, this is like old,
more recent. Game, this is
no,
like
no, no, that's not more recent. I'm telling you, that's like.
I guess that maybe that is him in his prime.
I'm not a Comedy Central Presents Dane Cook, like his. Look
I don't think
was...
that was, that wasn't his. That wasn't his full prime. His prime was like.
Oh yeah, you're right. No, his prime was.
Like Harmful of Swallowed and Vicious
no,
Circle.
No, 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 no. Vicious Circle is when he did Tourgasm, Vicious Circle. That was, he was a fucking star. But this was what I was talking about. When I first saw Dane Cook as young Dane Cook, when girls thought he was hot, it was this fucking hand job shit.
Yeah, but, for sure.
Somebody
yeah.
once told me.
Yeah. I just want to fly.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Sheath for supporting today's show. We love Sheath, longtime supporter. They make the best underwear in the game, great styles, great fucking feel, moisture wicking technology, and the dual pouch technology is really what separates them from the pack. You can put your dick and balls inside of the sheaths, as they say, and they just keep them separated. They keep them dry. You
just
look
feels
like a,
right.
It feels right. It really genuinely does, dude. I got to be honest with you. And you don't have to use the sheath. You could just wear them like regular underwear and slip them on. But I really love using the sheath. And truly, they feel better than any underwear that I've ever felt in my entire life. They also have winter gear like gator necks and hoodies and things to a lot of other stuff you could wear, like athletic gear. Go check out Sheath's amazing line of products. They've been a loyal sponsor of this podcast for 3 years and truly the maker of the greatest underwear on the planet. Sheathunderwear.com is the website. And use the promo code SKANKS when you check out, and you're going to save 20% off your entire order today. Once again, sheathunderwear.com is the website. Use the promo code SKANKS for 20% off. All right, where were we?
Yeah, Matt Rife's a very intense look. Like, when you see him, he, like, pops.
He has his fucking cheekbones look like they could cut ice.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's like,
I've been DMing
know.
With him. He wants to do SKANKS. He told me he'll do SKANKS.
If, hell yeah. No, Matt's a good kid. He's fucking sick. If you ever, had to fuck one, though. Which one would you go for?
Sex with one man, Matt Rife or...
Dane Cook in his prime. But I will say this about Matt. When you're picking Matt, you're getting a prettier face. Do you know what I mean? He has like Sebastian Bach good looks when he was young.
Wait, you said... I thought you said you think Dane has a prettier face.
No. I think Dane's better looking. Like, do you know what I mean? I think
Jay
like,
likes Dane's thing more.
I like Dane's thing.
This is so much gayer.
Because you said his face and his body are better. You would admit that wholeheartedly.
He's just my type.
You can never talk to Dane more.
No, I don't think his face is better. That's what I'm saying. I think Dane's got a better looking face.
You're saying you like Dane because he just looks like he can fuck?
Yeah, dude. The guy just looks like he can throw it down. I'm sure Matt Rife can fuck like a beast.
I mean,
I think Matt was Dane's opener for a while. Just, that must have been a pussy smash session.
I just say that I wish, like, the thing of when like an ex is getting on a podcast to just like dish gossip, like, don't, not the same thing if they're getting on there and saying I was like victimized or abused or something. That's a whole different thing. But if you're just getting on there to just say he was a jerk, he cheated, he's insensitive, it's like, you're like an awful person, and there should be like, you should be made to feel that way. It's just like what a bad person does to go like air out someone's dirty laundry, and you get to be on a show because they're famous, because you were fucking a famous guy. Now everyone's going to let you just like tell their, it's just so wrong.
And I feel they're owed something, I guess, but like, I don't think they're right, but I think that's what the belief is. Like, well, I gave my time, and it's, but it's, I don't really know if it's like, let me tell the world who you are. It's like, the world is, he's a comedian. So I assume he's cheated and done something fucked up. And that's how we have our stories from like things you've done.
Well, that's when like people get like, I will not judge any, I won't judge any human, to be honest, but I will say, I will judge
more.
I will judge a woman more for cheating. It's just this weird thing that I have where I've cheated before. I've been cheated on. It is such a, there's also such like another side to it where it's like, who knows what the fuck goes on behind the scenes, where you're like, well, even if it's not an open relationship, maybe it's like a thing where like they're cheating on each other and they're just at that place in the relationship. It's like, I'm not going to fucking judge whatever's happening there, whatever they're doing with their dicks and their pussies, more fucking power to them. Nobody is innocent of anything. But I do judge women more. If a woman cheats, I'm like, bitch, you didn't need it. You needed that cock in your mouth. You're big.
I don't think I judge it more.
You don't judge it more? I definitely, because for
but
a woman,
but I disagree
it's
with the statement
thing to say.
But disagree. But like, I disagree with the statement. You're like, I don't really judge anybody ever. I think I'm severely judgmental. I just don't implement anything based on those judgments.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's also different things. Look, man, if a guy was like married with kids and got caught cheating and like it broke up the family, I would look at that like, you fucked up, dude. You know, and like, so there's some judgment there. It's just, I get Lewis's thing where the judgment of a guy cheating is like, dude, you fucked up. Like you couldn't control yourself. The judgment of a woman cheating is like, you pig monster.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You destroyed.
But isn't that probably why they get
you
so
climbed mad through hell for cock. You we fucking pig.
I don't think we can.
I fell into some pussy. It happens. Have to put yourself through? Because she had to fucking go through like an emotional roller coaster to fucking take that cock. For us, it's literally just like,
that's what I was gonna say. That's
women,
what I think
the amount of times in your life that a woman has aggressively pursued fucking you. And when I say this, I don't mean but like stood next to you and looked nice. Sure. Giving you a vibe, touching your arm. I'm saying aggressively, like, let's get out of here. Let's go back to my place. Let's do this.
One hand I can count on the amount of times it's happened in my life. Aggressively. Yes,
and we're people who are like performers and in front of an audience and have a little bit
pretty
of like
goddamn
like,
fuckable. You could say it, Dave.
Yeah. So I'm just saying to the guys, women, this happens all the time their entire life. They build up defenses. They play defense where we play offense. If a guy cheats, you're like, you fucked up because you've never practiced defense all these years, you know, and you let someone score.
Yeah, dude,
on you.
A girl could just put the ball between my legs, and I'm like, whoa.
A girl is like,
I'm getting my dick sucked.
Dikembe Mutombo just let some 5'5" guy score an uncontested layup, and you're like, what are you doing, Dikembe? Get in there. This is what you do.
But I do think what's funny is
that shit.
It'd be funny to have an Alex. I would like your opinion on this actually, because I have a feeling it's the same. It's like fathers would worry less about their sons on a lot of things than they do worry about their daughters. Do you know what I mean? So it's like when it's your like thing, like I'm curious with Alex, like I believe like a guy can completely understand a guy's thing on it. But like Alex, if a friend was like, yeah, I cheated on so-and-so, I fucked this guy, whatever, it's no big deal. Like, have you had a conversation where like, you could believe it's just not that big of a deal? Or do you think it's always like a jarring, scarring thing?
It would only be not that big of a deal if that friend always complains to me about how bad that guy is to her. So I think women cheat based on like how the relationship is going rather than just cheating arbitrarily. And that's the difference.
Yeah. A guy can literally just cheat. And I swear to God, it means I don't not cheat on my girlfriend because I'm morally above it. I don't not cheat on my
girlfriend.
There
were so many double negatives there that no one knows if Lewis does or doesn't cheat on his girlfriend.
I'm not
cheating on my girlfriend because I don't not want to upset her. That's just so you know, that scenario is not what's happening.
That is not happening.
It's not what's happening. Not now.
No, I do not.
We got it. You don't cheat on her,
but not because it's like this moral thing or, you know, it's number one, I don't want to hurt her, obviously, you know, but it's genuinely, I would say the number one thing that keeps me from cheating as a 41-year-old man is simply the anxiety that I felt from cheating and having like that double life and having to hide shit. Like that was something that like this after like years and years of fucking therapy, that was something that I realized that was the negative of that was weighed way more than the positive of getting side pussy or getting attention from a chick. So it's completely selfish. It's a selfish feeling. But if fucking like the reality is like, is there like an emotional thing where I was like, I couldn't believe that I brought myself to be in another vagina. There's nothing emotional about it. It's literally just a fucking,
no, look, I think the emotion is that you're like, I really hurt this chick who
it's
I,
what it's gonna
who
do
I care
to
about.
People. Yeah, you're
and,
just like,
and also just
I'm
like,
dunking,
and also
Dick,
just the aspect
time
of you're like, well, look, I made a commitment and I didn't follow through on that. Like in the same way that like if I told, you know, like one of you guys, like I know this means a ton to you. I will be there. I will do this. I'll be in a basketball game. Then you know I'm gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you never made that commitment, like me and Jay with the basketball game, and he knew what this was, and we were just fucking around and having a good time, and I wouldn't feel anything.
Jay the whole time was like, no, no, no. He's my boyfriend. I swear to God.
she goes,
well, then why is there a picture of him with these people? I don't know. Like, guys and girls can be friends.
She goes, I saw Dave and he said you guys were just friends. He goes, what? No, we're teammates. We're totally teammates. We're not just friends. What? We're on a basketball team.
What?
He treated you like a dumb bitch. He was fucking playing. He played you like a stupid bitch.
I led Jay to believe there might be a pickup game coming.
Might be.
Just, I got what I wanted out of it.
He was coming.
Oh, fuck me, dude. Oh man, that's funny. Oh, that made me laugh.
Yeah, anyway, so I would never break a commitment, I admit. But no, what I'm saying, but you could feel bad on that level, but it is a different look, man. Like it's a guys fuck chicks and chicks get fucked by guys. It's not the same thing. Like it's different. And when if a chick cheats on her guy, that means that relationship is in like devastating trouble.
Devastation.
There was a whole problem with that.
Guys will cheat on their wedding night. It happens all the time, dude.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if it's as cut and dry as that. Maybe.
You don't think so, dude?
I
really do. And don't get me wrong. There's obviously anomalies, and there's people that
damaged chicks. If you're dealing with very damaged chicks, it's different, and they have more of a dude.
I think drinking and a vacation and getting caught up being with other girlfriends, this shit could happen.
Here's the thing: getting drunk typically, as a 41-year-old man, I can say this. Like, anytime I've gotten drunk and allowed myself to be an idiot, I was kind of using it as an excuse. That's most of the time when people, whether they're being a slut, being an idiot, being violent, you allow yourself to fucking go to it. Right. It's like you, it's like a seeing eye book. You just sort of like let your eyes go out of focus and you're like, fuck it. This is who I am now. And I don't really buy that. And I'm just saying most women that I know, I just don't know many women who even cheat just in general. But much less cheat without it being like the boyfriend's a piece of shit. He cheats on her all the time. And it's a toxic sort of relationship. I don't really know many women who cheat just in general. And I think,
but you could argue that like if guys are cheating, I know, and I agree with you on the same thing where it's like, you could do it completely, mindlessly without heart. And like, you know, you don't have to, you want to be shitty to anybody, but just kind of like a physical thing. You know, you can make it that, but I mean, there's something that means like the girl you're with hasn't clicked something in you that make you go like, I don't want to do that at all in any way. Do you know what I mean? Like somebody's got to like click that for
you. You think it's the person or because I don't know that it was my girl. I don't think it's the person, and I don't want her to be offended by this.
It's not being shitty to them. I'm just saying,
where you are in your
where
life.
I'm at in my life, dude. I look at like my home and like my life and like my kid, and it's like I'm
still
terrified.
Worth it. Still worth it.
I'm texting another girl right now off screen. Kid.
Detroit fat chick.
But it's like no, I look at that and I'm terrified. I get anxiety to like sort of add disarray to my life. You know what I'm saying? And I that's just sort of like, and I recognize that as being a fucking major source of anxiety in my
life. Yeah, well, you've lived in that disarray a lot.
A lot, dude. Me and Jay, that's one of the things we really connect on. And you, Jay, you had fucking literally mental breakdowns. Like you had real anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety.
And
yeah.
I a big part of it, I think, came from the constant anxiety of, hiding secrets,
he would look at everything else. Like Jay would always be like, I think I have too much fruit in my diet. You sure it's not that double life that you're leading? You sure that's not what's giving you anxiety?
It's like, dude,
smoking weed.
Honestly, I think it's my laundry detergent. Detergent, and it's like,
I think my allergies are acting up. What?
Yeah, but I had the same thing for a long time, you know, and you just fucking just walking around on edge constantly sucks fucking dick. There's nothing moral about it. But like, that's what I'm saying. Without even naming names, like I've heard of like, you know, fans will give certain comics shit for like cheating on their chicks. And I'm like, it's like, I don't know what's going on behind those closed doors. Maybe he's going, it's like, hey, just so you know, it's like, I'm fucking other chicks. And she's like, hey, just, she's like, and this happens. She's like, just, I don't want to fucking, like, don't disrespect me. Don't do it in my face.
Don't embarrass me. And then you
I've had that exact conversation with a girl before where she's like, she's like, dude, I don't really care what you do as long as it's behind my back. Don't, like,
it's a shitty thing. Don't make me, don't humiliate me.
Yeah, don't make, she's like, I know you're going to go out and get pussy. So, you know, so why? So in that case, then you have fucking people humiliating her. You know what I'm saying? Or trying to fucking bring it to her attention where she might just be like, hey, like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to fucking see it. I know my fucking husband who's on the road every weekend is going out and getting pussy. But honestly, it makes me happy to not think about it. And I'm at home fucking taking care of the house. And maybe she's getting some fucking dick on the side. More power to her.
It's also like, look, even if you want to, even if it's not that situation, even if it's not that situation and it's like, you know, you just, you cheated on your chick who's upset with you that you did that. It's just like, I'm not saying even you could argue it's like a moral failing on your part. It's just not a failing that rises to the level of anything that I think I have a right to know or that anyone should be making a public thing. Like if you committed a violent crime or something, okay, that's a whole different level. But it's just kind of like,
no, I really,
I don't know. We've all fucked up in our lives before.
But I even like with fucking up, like you said before, like there's so many alternative, like takes on relationships now that it is weird. Like you think you're blowing up someone's spot, but really what you're doing is like you just expose, you know what I mean? Like I said,
maybe this guy's kid is gonna see it, dude. I don't know,
but I'm saying it, but if there's an agreement, it's like and it's like the wife or the husband, whoever, doesn't give a shit about this. Now they're all they're give a shit about is like, yo, why is this being shouted out in public? You know what I mean? Yeah. Chill out.
You gotta be more careful with your shit, obviously, but it's a crazy world.
Well, if you have
that's
kind
the other side of it, well,
don't,
like,
don't fuck crazy people still. If you're even allowed to fuck other people, don't fuck people that are like problem causing.
Jay, they're all fucking crazy. That's the problem, you know?
Yeah,
everyone's got a line. Like, everyone's got a line, but there's definitely
everyone's on the spectrum of crazy to a certain degree. Sure. Like, you know,
yes, but there's still a big difference between the ends of the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's really crazy people.
Let's do plugs right quick. And then I want to find out what happened with Matt Rife and the 6-year-old, this beef that he's having. With
oh, yeah.
Matt, all day, all Matt Rife on the Legion of Skanks hang. We're calling this the Friday night hang with the Legion of Skanks.
Rife days.
Yeah, guys, if you guys aren't already subscribed to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital, baby boys, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the brand new network, brand new platform, new apps that we've launched. We're making constant improvements to them. We have new streaming times as well. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, our shows premiere on gasdigital.com every Tuesday and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. You guys can join the Racist live chat. You also get instant access to all those shows. You get access to nearly 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else, all ad-free and uncensored. And starting in January, those live streams will only be for Gas Digital subscribers as well. So, yeah, make sure you guys subscribe. And starting in January, this Friday night show is going to be exclusive for subscribers as well. So be a part of the Legion of Skanks hang. And I was talking to Alex about this. I think we're going to start allowing some subscribers to hang in during the recording of the Zoom hang, like we were doing during the pandemic back in the day. Just select a few subscribers. So tune in for more information on that. But yeah, check me out live. I'll be on the road. Make sure you guys go to lewisofskanks.com. Emmaus, Pennsylvania on January 13th. The end of January, I'll be in Key West, Florida. A lot of other dates coming up all throughout the year. Go to lewisofskanks.com. My Twitter's almost back, by the way. I'm emailing back and forth. I'm submitting ideas.
Who'd you get in touch with?
It's just an automated thing, but I think somebody made sure that I was made a priority because I have a few different people just
giving some other thing that's not Twitter all this information.
No, it's just the guys, Vladimir Twitterskus. And he just said Mr. he needs my Twitter security fix. Number. Mr. Twitter fix.
Vladimir Twitter fix.
Make sure you guys I'm on Twitter right now. My temporary Twitter is Lewis of Skanks.
It's called X, dude.
But hopefully my Twitter is going to be coming back. But yeah, check out Real Ass Podcast. Check out the regs. Yeah. And check me out live on the road. All new material, baby boys.
Good, Davey.
This New Year's, East Rutherford, come hang, live stand-up comedy show and a live Part of the Problem podcast, and then a meet and greet and hang out afterward to ring in the new year. Yeah, it's right here in East Rutherford, so if you're anywhere in the tri-state area, come on out for that. I got Robbie the Fire Bernstein and Chris Vega on the shows with me. It's one ticket for the whole night, so it'll be a cool fucking time. Come on out for that. And then I got a bunch of road stuff coming up in the new year. All those ticket links will be up by the end of this week on my website, comicdavesmith.com. Of course, Part of the Problem, my show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah, bigjcomedy.com, everybody. If you're listening live, you still have, well, nope, we're all sold out. We sold out this whole weekend at a show at Providence. So hopefully I'll be seeing some of you there tomorrow. And after that, I have Pittsburgh, New Year's Eve weekend, which is going to be a lot of fun. Come celebrate the ringing of the new year in with me over there. And then in January, Denver, tickets are on sale now. Denver for my crowd work special taping. I had a big meeting about it today. It's a fish. I got my crew from Dog Belly doing it, a bunch of them. And it's gonna look great. It's gonna be fucking awesome. Four shows, Denver Comedy Works. Come check that out. Salt Lake City, a bunch of other cities. Oh, I'm all over the place through summertime. So look for a city near you at bigjcomedy.com. Watch Dog Belly, available right now on YouTube. Listen to my albums. Listen to the SDR show right here on Gas Digital Network and The Bonfire with me and Robert Kelly, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, 5 days a week. Killer holiday show last night. Thanks for everybody who came to that.
Fucking sick. We're doing our holiday show Monday if you guys are watching as well. Try to get tickets. I think we're sold out already. We sell out now. I love the fact that we started charging for tickets and now we're sold out and it's actually packed every week.
Yeah, they come. It's fills because they paid for it.
Yeah, our holiday party was last week.
No, that was your.
People would be like, "I'm going to reserve 16 tickets because I'm going to make friends this week and I'm going to get them all to come."
No, what they would do is they would reserve. You could reserve four for free, and they would reserve four. They would wait to see who the guest is. Very often, we didn't even book the guests on the day of, so they didn't make plans to come, and then we'd have a half full show because people booked out the fucking free tickets, and then tourists from out of town outside being like, "Can I get in?"
I know.
So we started charging, which is, it honestly just, it's fucking great, dude. We'll do more fun shit. And I know some people got upset that we pre-taped on Monday, but the fucking Tuesday night stream went off without a hitch. It was fucking super. I mean, dude, to do the show, and I know Alex can definitely, you know, verify this, and G-Mike can attest to this. But like, to do it for me personally, you guys don't feel the stress the same way that I do. But to do the show with no stress felt.
Jay's living a double life. What do you know about stress?
But no, like to worry about the stream and worry about things going wrong. And it was just, the environment is, it's not a stable environment in terms of live streaming. Like we have to set up the mixing board every week and the computer every week. And we leave the equipment there and wires can be missing. Sometimes things are, you know, out of place.
Fucking microphones.
Yeah. So
I get it.
Just
talk suck screen lights
to pre-tape it. I know that. I mean, Alex and G Mike, I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I felt great. The show was so fun for me, and then the stream went off great. I was in the live chat on Tuesday night the whole time. So yeah, guys, subscribe and join us in the racist live chat. But it's a new era for Gas Digital. We really want to make sure we're just giving you guys the absolute most stable, best product possible. So it was fucking great.
Dope.
Hell yeah.
Alex and G Mike are like, nope, we hated it.
Hated it. Did it go off without a hitch?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Waterboy. The holidays are quickly approaching, and Waterboy is here to help you prepare for those nasty holiday hangovers. There's nothing worse than feeling like the Grinch while everyone else in the family is rocking around the Christmas tree. Waterboy is a hydration powder scientifically formulated to cut your hangover time in half. There are other hydration packs on the market, but nothing comes anywhere close to fighting those Sunday scaries like Waterboy. With
the
zero
Sunday
sugar,
scaries.
No sugar, Jay. Just three times the electrolytes of liquid IV, your hangover will stand no chance.
Yeah, unlike the competitors, Waterboy has also added specific ingredients beyond just hydration to help with nausea, anxiety, fatigue. We all know hydration alone isn't enough to help after you're feeling that shitty the next day. Their hangover recovery formula makes a thoughtful stocking stuffer or a fantastic gift for your loved ones, and even the ones that have drinking problems. It never hurts to make them feel a little better. This holiday season, our listeners are going to get 15% off your entire order with our exclusive link at waterboy.com/legion. And there's no tricks or misspellings there. It's just like you think. Waterboy, waterboy.com/legion. 15% off this holiday season. Get it now before you start having your bender nights. Get your shit together. Waterboy.com/legion. All right, let's get back into it. Now, Matt Rife's beef with a six-year-old. This lady is so unlikable.
So we're going to start with the mom's response, but if you'd like, I could describe what he did.
Sure.
Oh, the little boy?
Yeah, so basically the little boy, this mom posted a video of Matt Rife's stand-up where he says, he talks about the rings on Jupiter, and her son kind of comes in at the end of the video going, actually, it's Saturn that has the rings, and the rings are this big, and he's just giving information about Saturn. He's very cute.
No, but then he goes like, and you hate women.
So that
Matt Rife responded.
Jupiter also has rings. Oh, and Santa Claus isn't real. Your mom buys you presents with the money she makes on OnlyFans. Good luck. Now, hold on. Is this to the kid or is this to the mom?
Well, it's to the mom. The kid's a six-year-old who doesn't have social media.
This is what I'm asking. Like, he didn't actually write this to the kid. He wrote this as a comment to the mom who posted the video of the kid, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just funny.
But it's written like he's writing it to the kid, obviously.
But that's just what's hilarious about it.
It's just funny. It's just.
Agreed. That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing wrong. By the way, if he said this to the kid, if I'm the dad and he said this to my kid, I'd fucking hit him in the head with a brick. Like, that's like, you know, we'd be crossing a crazy line to say this to a kid.
Yeah, but how about if your chick had a six-year-old say it? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
but you're an adult. So
he's not mad at the kid. He knows Matt Rife's thing is like, fuck you to the mom for sure.
No, Jay, what I'm saying is, I agree with you. I'm saying if he had said this to the kid,
okay.
If he had written this directly to the kid, in a world where he said this to the kid, I would go, no, you can't fucking do that, dude. It's a kid. You're supposed to be the adult in this situation. But it's just the mom using the kid for clout. The mom fucking using the kid to fucking troll Matt Rife. And Matt Rife literally,
I really feel like,
I want to hate Matt Rife.
Lewis, I really think you've evolved a lot as a person, but you still have so much catching up to do to where everybody else is that you thought it even needed to be said.
Like, I know.
I've been thinking about this. And if you tell a six-year-old to their face that their mom's a whore and that's right, and there's no Santa Claus,
you'll be killed. But that's the old man. Now we talk about
back in the day. Have we all done that before? Sure. But I'm telling you, as the man I am today, I don't think that's okay.
Listen to me.
Obviously, that would be insane. But to comment on the mom's Instagram, that's just
funny. Above board and funny.
Agreed.
Shout out to Matt Rife. Can we see what the mom said, please?
When you meet her,
Legion Skanks Friday Night Hang.
When you meet her, you'll be like, oh my God, tell this kid there's no Santa Claus, too. Tell her kid.
All right. First of all, mom's toy.
Oh, hot.
Does she actually have an OnlyFans?
A lot of filter. No, I don't think. She's like a mommy.
Well, sometimes they do. They often have OnlyFans.
Rife has decided to start beef with my 6-year-old child online. Yeah, you heard me correctly. My 6-year-old child online. So, my name is Bunny Hedaya. If you don't know me, Hedaya means gift. And this is my gift to you, reading Matt Rife to Phil. Like Matt, I have a full female audience online. Although, I like mine. I don't want the men. You can keep them. Please. I will gladly take your audience because we know you can't satisfy them anyways.
Women's voices just suck.
Well, this chosen voice.
Just in general, women's voices suck. Her voice sucks, but she's doing a voice.
She has a picked cadence.
Yeah. And I just can't even believe
it. And it comes with that finger gesture she's doing too. And let me fucking explain it to you because I'm fucking 20 something and I think I'm smart.
Women like me because I'm a woman, unlike Matt Rife.
Women like me because I am approachable, and as you could see here by my fucking wacky closet of bazillion shoes.
Also, pretty toy.
Yeah,
listen. Isn't it something, though, that, like, I know me and you have talked about this before, Lewis, but where it'll always go to, like, whatever these chicks are, because I've had my fair share of, like, online battling fucking people,
you can't
and they always go to this, like, they always go right to, incel, you can't get laid, you can't please a woman. Like, it's always like the most, and like, as if that's like a, like, it's such a fucking high school insult to give someone.
We fuck girls back in the day. That's what they said. Like, that's what they were like, oh, Lewis and Dave are just mad because they can't get laid. Like, are you fucking bitches? We could fuck you bitches. Are you out of your minds? Easily.
Well, it's like, I mean, it's just such a thing that for them, it was like your whole thing is anti-slut shaming. And then the second you get cornered, the first instinct is to go to like shame you for your inability to like get laid.
Yeah, and it's also reflective on them because that's the value of sex because that's all it is to women, because that's right. All that they actually bring the only to the thing, table.
When it really
they
comes to
suck
it,
our dicks.
They really, when it comes to it, the value thing they have that they can think of is like, well, you can't even get my pussy. That's what I have to offer. And it's just like, what world? Like, I'm 40 like, with a mortgage. You're like, what? It sounds like something when you were 15, someone would go like, yeah, well, you don't even have sex.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like you can't, which you can't satisfy anyway. Like, based off what? What are you basing it off? Like, you're just like saying a thing.
It's not like some fucking like mystery that you got to travel to the top of a mountain to learn the knowledge or something like that.
Also, bitch, I don't care if you're satisfied. I came.
But not even just that. It's like you can't satisfy. It's sexualizing the whole relationship with the audience.
It's like
he cares that you can't satisfy me. He goes, but what if they just want me to make them laugh? Like, am I not satisfying? Do you know what I mean? But that's not what she means. She means sexual.
But it's so funny to go right to, like, that's the thing that you'll attack. Is like, well, you have some sexual inadequacy or something like that. It's just very bizarre. It's a very bizarre thing to go to.
Go back to this chick for a second. Friday Night Hang here on the Legion of
Skanks. Special, which, if
I'm trying to get this catch on, guys.
Friday Night Hang. Weren't even funny. We're posted on TikTok, and I started being tagged in
them. That's what we're calling it.
Everyone knows that my son is like a genius, and he's really into space. I fiercely protect my child online. I'm not a family channel. People know his name. They know he likes space. They know he likes Minecraft, and that's pretty much it. Most people do not know any personal details about my child. And because of that, and because I have such a large audience, when I see people in person and when people see space clips, they tag me in them because they know that that's what he likes. This is the video that I posted.
Sounds like your kid's a fucking retard.
Just because Jupiter has a ring and you don't, doesn't mean...
Saturn has rings, and it has more also, and you're mean to girls.
I am not the type of content creator that usually talks about other people or other things for views. I focus on...
All right, hold on. Pause it for a second.
This woman is a human pinch on the top of the nose. Just like,
oh, my God. Wait, dude, just to break this down a little bit here. So first she says, my kids are not on social media. It's like, okay, so you're confirming the point that he didn't start anything with your kid. He started it with you. Second of all, I'm a very private person and I don't really put my kids out there. Goes, no, you're the opposite of that.
You're literally using them for content.
You're using your kid for content. Everybody,
not only
now,
that, it wasn't even like a cute moment where you just taped and put in your kid. Like, no, you had your point. Make the point that Matt Rife is mean to girls.
Yes.
Which
you're,
is your
you're
point.
Using, he doesn't you're using know that he's your mean six to girls. Year old, you're using your 6 year old as a vector to attack someone else. And then when they respond to you, claiming that they're coming after your 6 year old, who, by the way, you're giving the entire world what he looks like and what his interests are.
It's bizarre.
That's insane.
He goes, hey kid, want to hop in my van to go to space?
Hey dude, want to hop in my spaceship?
Hey kid, you want to see a space alien?
Hey, I got a model of Saturn in here. I hear you're really into Saturn.
Yeah. We dealt with chicks like this, this is like TikTok bitch mentality, right?
Yeah,
this is for her. She loves it. She was like, oh great, he responded to this, now I get to use this for another couple of videos. This bitch loves it, dude. It's just clicks. These people are fucking soulless, dude. We dealt with this with that one chick who fucking came after us for making fun of this bitch. Is probably gonna make another video of responding to us responding to her video.
Soulless.
This is what
soulless
this chick
is the
does
best
they're
way to
soulless
put
people, dude.
They're like paparazzi, dude.
That's
like,
what happened with Nicole like- Arbour. It's what happened to Cole Arbour. They recognize a thing, they see a content moment, and they go, they don't fucking, it is just, oh dude, I feel bad for that little kid, because that chick truly has fucking absolutely no soul, and she's using your kid for clout. She uses the moment with Matt Rife for clout. She's using her kid again for more clout, and it's just to keep on fucking leveling up over and over again. which more power to her. She's got a lot of shoes. She's hot. I'm sure she makes a lot of shoes. Fucking
she's
money.
Hot, for sure.
Somebody, she takes cream pies.
Oh, yeah, dude. She got a cream pie trophy.
Cream pie city, dude.
Because guess genius. What, Matt? I'm interesting enough on my own, but I also didn't pay for my looks. So that's not really what people follow me for. You look to the video on here. You
it's
can
exactly
see the comments. Like, oh, my God, he's so smart. For. He's so cute. Like, oh, my gosh, yeah. Roll past you. He's not tagged in it. I have no connection with him, and it was posted on a Netflix page. While you clearly took a lighthearted video and turned it into fighting with a six-year-old, let's talk about the comments that you said about me. This is my IG where he left the comments.
What's lighthearted about it, though?
Do I look like... I don't even show my body. For you to assume that every
get
single
to it.
Woman
I mean, that's
online,
by the way, they're showing
money.
Things where she's showing her body.
It's like, all. That's all I see. It's like glam shots.
How many followers does she have?
Really, a zillion, probably.
Has she had a huge following?
Yeah, we're gonna lose fucking Delta 8 Vampire.
Oh no, dude! Come on, Bunny! Don't fucking come at us, you bitch!
But literally, dude, the first
fucking
video.
We didn't see shit about you.
3 million.
But hold on, the asshole. First video is her kind of. I mean, she's
showing
off
her body.
Like that's.
Wars.
By the way, as she should.
Hi, I'm Bunny Kazaya, and welcome
oh,
to my
hell
crib.
Hell yeah, dude!
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, she's toyed as fuck. Buddy, hey, we like you.
We do.
We like you,
bitch. You.
We don't
Matt,
have no problem
boo,
with you.
Matt Rife.
Boo. Oh, boo.
It was mean. And fucking Saturn has rings, you dumb, beautiful man. you dumb fucking himbo.
By showing their bodies, which, like, if that's what you do, girl, do you. Like, love it. I have never made a single dollar from a man. Audience is female, is female, false. Female, female. And a little bit of the gays and nays. You can't accept the fact
well,
that people
males.
May like women for their personalities. No, we know you don't have one. You stick to circle jerking, the men that you need validation from, and
damn.
I will gladly take your female audience that you so desperately want to get. No, it hurts because I'm richer than you, and I didn't have to pay for a Forbes article to fake it. And I really wish you luck on
oh, Duncan whispering. Oh. She's dunking on him. I kind
of
like it, dude. It's like, what do they call it? What do they call it with the whisperings?
ASMR.
Yeah, dude. She's AMSMR.
Just telling you, she goes, I'm going to get her to do a cameo of ASMRing you. She's going to cancel you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you every time you said, every time I've ever said hateful, I'm going to destroy you.
Oh man, she was awful.
She's a lot, dude. That's a chick. And it was so again, like the confidence of like she kicked some ass at the end of that video is so funny. Like, what has it done? It's done nothing.
Say goodbye to Sheath Underwear. Hope you enjoy having your dick and balls meet back up because I'm gonna take Sheath Underwear right out of your life. Delta Vampire's gone back to Kratomvania.
There's something like Louis, you were just saying, like how soulless they are, which is such a good way to put it. But there's something so dirty about the technique of like using your 6-year old to insult someone. And then when they respond, being like, how dare you come after my 6-year old? Is yeah. Like, oh.
Yeah, you're literally sent him. You sent him out to go fucking into the minefield to make sure yeah. that the fucking mines are dead, and then he gets blown up. You're like, they blew up my 6-year old.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the? She's like, I'm richer than you, which I believe for sure. But
there's no way she's richer than Matt Rife. Impossible.
I don't know if that's
possible. No, dude. I mean, no way.
She has her own airplane hangar.
That's not really her house.
I don't know if that's true. I thought for a second maybe it wasn't, and then I thought maybe it was.
How rich is this bitch? I never heard
like
of her.
That
bunny.
That airport hangar.
Never heard of a bunny,
a
dude.
I've never heard of her. No,
I've never heard of her before.
How many
either.
Instagram followers does she have? YouTube is a dying fucking platform.
That was TikTok, though.
Shut up.
2.3 million on TikTok.
2.3 million on TikTok.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah. Well then,
Bunny Hadia.
This is
how
website?
I escaped. Oh, shit.
Wait, how did she escape? What did she do? What did she escape? Oh, no. We're making fun of a victim. Fuck me.
Yeah, this always happens to us.
Patrick Stewart's involved.
Patrick Stewart kidnapped me.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
You're definitely ready.
It's going to be comedy.
I started on TikTok that I grew up in a hoarder house.
It was embarrassing to me to have my kids living in squalor.
Everything in my past and how dark and sad it is. Any little moment.
Oh yeah, this bitch has some darkness in her. I love her.
Drastically changed the outcome of my life. We just somehow didn't become addicts. I don't know. I don't know how I got here. It's not like I can say this is a playbook of how you get out of all of the destruction around you. Like, I don't have an answer.
She came from nothing and fucking turned herself into something. I love this bitch.
4 years. And I was like, you know what? Why don't we just bring a camera and kind of film me and Allison?
And she's a TikTok millionaire just from like posting.
That wasn't expected. None of this was scripted. I've been on this really intense healing journey. And that is.
I hate women who use words like healing.
Just journey of any kind, honestly.
I hate women. I could just say I hate that. I hate women.
This is 18 minutes long, so let me know.
Oh, my Christ.
The Hoarder House documentary? No, to a TikTok millionaire. I mean, dude, she came from a hoarder.
Well, let's see her show her house.
First of all, be appreciative. We didn't have things to hoard.
It was never
my
the option.
I would have loved to fucking hoard something, dude. I had nothing, dude.
What am I going to hoard?
We hoarded dead air in space.
What's with the lashes?
Oh, that's her friend. Her friend's not doing as good. Her friend's hoarding food.
She goes, anyway, I swung by. I know if I can get a couple of your TikTok bucks to feed my three black kids.
We got it. Go support Bunny and everything she does.
Go support Bunny.
Fuck yeah, Bunny. She's pretty tight, though.
Yeah, but I do want to see if that was her house with the fucking airplane hangar in it.
I think it is. I think she's fucking rich as fuck, dude.
TikTok millions.
Dave's crying. Look, Dave's
richer
getting emotional.
Than Matt Rife.
You know, how hard it is to start as a hoarder and turn it all around? She's got a beautiful boy.
What are these things we want to get into? The Charleston
White. We barely got into stories. We were just flowing on the Legion of Skanks hang. Legion of Skanks Friday night hang, right, boys?
Oh, Matt Rife all the time.
Jay, if you could just say the Legion of Skanks Friday night hang a couple times. I'm really trying to get the catch on.
Legion of Skanks Friday night hang.
Legion of Skanks Friday night live.
No.
Did I do it?
It's a very sensitive word.
I'm sorry.
Legion of Skanks kicking it with you F words. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome, long time, probably longest time sponsors over here. At the Legion of Skanks and Gas Digital, and of course, that is Yo Kratom. Marquee sponsor of Skankfest, still home of the $60 kilo. High quality, lab-tested Kratom. It's good for you, I think.
The ad read specifically says, do not say it's good for you. We cannot back that up. However, if you're already throwing your life away with this stuff,
okay,
why not get it from YoKratom.com? Now, I've heard a lot of people swear that it's helped them out in lots of different ways.
Sure.
I'm not a doctor. Jay, as a doctor, how do you feel about that claim?
Well, listen, it's got to be a good, high-quality substance. If I've seen Josh Adam Myers sucking guys off in a subway for it, and Justin Silver fiending and shaking under his blankets if he can't get it. So I think all around...
Well, listen, the empirical evidence is devastating.
Yo Kratom has been amazing to us. Again, high quality lab tested Kratom delivered right to your door at the best prices possible. So if you're in the market, they are the place to go. Check them out. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it. Charleston White getting jumped on stage. I sort of looked at this on Bonfire. He's not a comedian. He's a guy who's on World Star Hip Hop every day, just shit talking people.
Oh, all right.
He's just one of those guys, or like, you know, or he's just a provocateur, right? And he's like a hip hop.
Like me.
He's a hip hoppy provocateur.
Yeah, a hip hop provocateur. Like you.
I'm very provocatorian.
He gets in it with somebody on stage doing comedy. I don't know how many times he's done comedy, but, you know, it's that situation where people are paying to see him. It's like T.I., but like, what does he have? T.I.'s figured out the idea to now bring a bunch of actual, like, talented comics on the road with him to, like, so he can figure it out while they, like, give a quality show, which is good. That's a good way to handle it.
It's like the opposite of what you do, Jay.
Yeah, it's the opposite of what I do. But Charleston White was on stage and he gets an argument with this guy. He ends up throwing that potted plant at him and it turns into a fight. But wherever they're at right now is Charleston White telling them that he already got that stack and keeps holding up a big, huge stack of money and putting it to his ear. And then the guy jumps on stage and the whole thing breaks out. I will tell you this. one thing to pay attention to in this video that you'll enjoy. When the guy in the audience goes up, this is why black people have to go back to the baggy style and enough with this skinny jeans thing. This guy eats a couple of shots because you can't separate your legs enough. You have to, like the Rock, like slide onto the stage. You can't like get a leg up to get on stage.
And just in general, I gotta be honest with you, black people are never dressed to fight. Sometimes if their pants are too baggy, that's not good either. Sometimes they're too tight. They never are just really ready to fucking.
But shirtless. You know, sometimes shirtless.
Sometimes they'll be shirtless. But more often than not, they're wearing slides and socks. That's not good for footing or grounding.
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead, play this.
I already got the back here. I already got the back here. I already got paid. You paid to see me, nigga. You paid to see me. Lakers, jersey wearing ass, nigga. Pull out some money, though.
He's a big guy.
Lakers, jersey wearing ass. That's just a
big guy right there.
Pull out some money. Pull out.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That was a bad throw.
Look, see, see what I mean?
He thought somebody was going to stop it at this point. Did he fall? No, I think someone got him.
It's like off stage. And then they're punching him. So, that's the only footage I've seen.
White comedy is so much safer.
But there's a video came out on World Star today where he explained.
Oh, he got tackled by the guy's friend.
They explain, he explains, or at least says what led up to that happening.
We have the video of him explaining it.
It's on World Star today.
Yeah, please pull it up. I don't really see that too often anymore. Luckily, at this point, for the most part, it's fans that come to see us. So
chances of being in a fist fight at my shows, I feel right now, are at an all-time low.
I just feel like they're probably never getting to the stage. Like, well, our fans are also not like, you know, no offense to fucking Tuesdays with Stories fans, but like our fans are just fucking just a little more savage than the average comedy fan. Like the Cumtown fans are going to start crying and shaking and looking for their fucking autism medication.
My fans carry rocket launchers on them.
Yeah, like
they have every type of weapon.
Like when that happened in fucking Pennsylvania, dude, our fans started fucking pepper spraying and hitting him with brass knuckles. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, no doubt, but I'm saying for sure, but it's not even that so much that I just don't know where the temperament could really get to that.
Oh, I mean, I could see somebody getting, he's just drunk, offended. I mean, I watch you get pulled off of stage. I watch you attacked. You personally, I've seen you attack multiple times on stage.
Yeah, that wasn't my audience.
I wanted to like, you're like, I don't see how to get there. It's not getting there with our audience. It's getting there with like, you know, 20% of the audience is not our fans, right? It's just the people who answered the ad or came to the comedy club that weekend. And what we do, you're so much more likable than me, Jay. So I have much of an aggressive like tone to what I do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're not coming off as like aggressive, but even you, I've watched people fucking attack you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in a weird amount of physical situations in comedy, but that's why I was saying, I feel like now, I don't know why I feel like now those days are done, I hope.
Not a year ago, but now. You've turned a corner in the past year.
That was several years ago.
And also, Bonfire talked about it recently. I guess you guys reposted the video on the Bonfire Twitter, so people thought it happened recently. So I had a bunch of people being like, is Jay okay?
Again. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny. Kim Congdon reached out to me and texted me that.
Like, that happened exactly again?
Like, yeah.
What are the odds in the same place? Why do you keep going back there?
You guys stop going back to that place. Soul Joel wrote a book. There's definitely a chapter in there that's about that.
Kim looks like fucking the girl in the new Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I text her to the trailer being like, this is what happens when Kim gets mad at you. Just fucking rocket launchers shooting fucking helicopters down.
Well, yeah, the Joker guy wants to sue for his likeness.
Yeah, I know. He's retarded.
Do we have the video of Charles and White talking about what happened that led up to that?
And just actually
spruce up your office for less with Staples. Treat yourself to special prices for a limited time.
That's a good deal.
First of all, that's been the first time a nigga's put his hands on you on camera, at least by physically touching you. Out of everything, so you said.
Charleston, I know you're on the set of P. Diddy and Mace's Mo Money, Mo Problems. Thanks for taking a moment.
Mob time. Nigga, I done said, fuck this nigga. Nigga ain't. So I got these two dudes saying, take your mask off. Talk right. Y'all together? No, this my. So he hollered, no, this my nephew. But he got his arm like this while he talking. So I'm saying, you two niggas been paid to come see me?
What the fuck is he talking about right now?
I haven't followed any of it.
I haven't followed a single word. Like, it's like, is he telling a story?
He's talking to the two guys.
Jay, you speak Jive. What's he saying?
Jay, you spent some time in the Chitlin circuit. Can you please translate?
Absolutely. He said, so far, the two guys were talking. He had that mask up over his mouth, I guess, at one point. The Nike hijab, for some reason, he had. And he was like, pull your mask off. Talk right. And then he said, he went over and was just kind of like, are you guys together? And it was two guys, and it was like, it was a guy and his nephew. I guess that's who the Lakers guy is. A guy and his nephew, and that's where we're at.
Okay, I got it now.
Do all this? With no
which
woman?
Reminds me is also, do you remember the that tonight. Sketch? It's fucking great. The African translator.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. Dave, do you remember that from Living Color?
Yeah. Vaguely.
Dude, so we should play that at the end, because that literally reminds me of this, is we need an African translator right now.
Do all this with no woman? Oh, man, you didn't go fuck each other tonight. So the woman comes sit in his lap. And said, oh, no, this my woman. This my man. So I said, hey, sister, you might need to watch nephew and I'm putting that dick on nephew where he got his arm around. So I said, man, that nigga got mad. And that when he stood up. Yeah, nigga, you better show him num, 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 num. So when he did that.
You better show him num, 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 num.
I'm steady talking. Yeah, Kobe Bryant jersey wearing that nigga, Michael Jordan. Then he proceeds toward the stage.
No.
Now it's threatening.
What happened? There's a video.
Why would you be
idiot.
Proceeding toward the stage? And you're making threats, saying you would knock me out and what you would do to me. And so I had a decision to make.
He looks like a Tommy Davidson character.
And I had to weigh my benefits. Well, what's the cost? Man, you get your ass kicked, you can get hurt, these people could be upset. What's the benefit? You can ruin this comedy show and go viral and be another viral sensation for another 6 months because of this. Well, what about Dewberry? Dewberry just jumped off the stage. Oh, he'll be all right. I had to think quickly, so I had to make a split decision, because in my mind, this nigga standing up talking shit decision. Like he want to do something to me. Boy, this could be a perfect opportunity to conquer the internet and go viral.
So wait, why was there a flower pot on stage in the first goddamn
place? It was Christmas decoration. I told you it was an annual. This isn't something. This so just think, Crockett.
I gotta make a decision.
Town.
Do I hit this motherfucker with a poinsettia, or am I gonna let him disrespect me?
I'm gonna wreck your shit with some holly.
Something that'll bring out 700 people in a small town is big. So this is an annual event, and trail riding is big in Texas. Extreme, this bigger than hip hop.
That is facts.
So this the trail ride community, homie. So, nigga, they wasn't just dressed up in hot dollar, homie. This thing was elaborate and elegant, homie. This wasn't just no. So if you see the camera view, homie, you see this. It was shit set up around the stages. They had really decorated this. This was really a theme. They had best dress, homie. So this was a real. So in my mind,
they had a best dress contest. That's such a hilarious black show thing.
I guess you take advantage of a situation and capitalize on it.
You had got paid the back and up front.
Yeah.
It was on you. The money's on you.
Yeah.
You proceed to pull it out to let a nigga know you ain't getting no real money.
Nah, I let them niggas know that, because in my mind, I'm saying, they letting them disrupt class. Just like the teacher tells them, well, y'all get it out, I get my paycheck regardless. So I'm letting them know, nigga, even though y'all doing it, nigga,
that's a great thing to just assume is everybody's school experience. You remember when the teachers used to always say this?
I don't give a shit. Don't listen. I get paid anyway. But by the way, what it actually is, I like him over explaining just like a hackneyed line that gets said in black clubs when it's going bad. And I said that at the Uptown Comedy Store, and then they were like, great, now you got to get to your car. So there is a response to it.
So then I say, so what I'm trying to say is like, yo, if I went to his job and took the broom out of his hand, you know what I'm saying? Like, he would not like that.
But
he
like, I got to step it up a level. I got to steps it up a level. So then I start saying, I don't come to your jobs and knock the dicks out your mouth, implying that he got a job with dicks in his mouth, that I am disrespecting because he is disrespecting my job.
Ooh.
Bull documentary. So,
nigga, I don't give a damn about you two, nigga, boy, because now it's us three. It ain't about the crowd no more. So nobody says,
talking about how the crowd's booing him?
Chill and sit down. So at this point, I don't give a damn about the show no more. Because in my mind, as a professional, somebody's supposed to remove them, not me.
He's not wrong. It's funny how we're all comedians and we get there to the right point, but you're still like, damn, dude. It was such a fucking ignorant way to describe it. Also, like, you just shouldn't get paid in cash. Like
a stack of cash.
In 2023.
There's no reason.
Fucking
no
cash.
Reason at all.
Psychotic. They are definitely committing tax fraud. It's like I would have to show a Zelle transfer. I was like, yo, I got my Zelle transfer.
I'm supposed to stop the show. Say,
my agent got my check and probably skinned from it, motherfucker.
Yo, how funny they brought him another flower pot to show.
Yo, chill. Don't hit.
Damn, dude, that's the background they chose for just about the room was that or something. Yeah. It's a movable backdrop. Done that,
but
they're like reenacted. Here's a stack of money and a plant.
Control the situation and take advantage of it and make it work for me.
So the flower pot itself, where is that at? Is it just on a...
They were all lined up on a whole stage.
Okay.
So they
Christmas I told you it was beautiful.
So if you see the flower pot, it's a Christmas decoration. So they were using whatever Christmas colors throughout this whole building. So everything was decorated.
He is harping on
an
that.
Art of war. Grabbing that flower pot, everything's fair game.
When somebody's trying to hurt you, nigga, or somebody's pretending they gonna hurt you, anything is fair game. They kids, they mama.
Jesus.
What?
Okay.
They dog. You trying
to
hurt me.
Grab that motherfucker's
right?
Dog.
And your mama fair game, nigga.
I'll punch your mama.
I'll punch your mama with your dog, nigga.
Sure.
You just punch their mom and then get beat up.
Nigga, if you try to hurt me.
I'll bite your kids,
baby,
nigga.
Your innocent baby.
You trying to hurt me? I'm about to punch your mom.
We still shoot it up. That's for a game. When you trying to hurt me.
The young man, Kobe Bryant, were you looking at him in the eyes as this was going, as he was?
Yeah.
But did you sense a threat?
Yeah.
From him, like.
I don't have to sense a threat once you say a threat. I don't have to sense it. You saying a threat.
Well, technically, your hearing is a sense.
If you saying what you're going to do to somebody, they teach us in the license to carry class, nigga.
I smelled a
you
threat.
You can't say what you're going to do to me and you have that body size. And you're telling me what you're going to do. That's what made me say, nigga, and I hit you in your motherfucking head. Because I was taught, as far back as I can remember, learning right from wrong. My mother always said, if you can't beat somebody up, you pick some up and you hit them in the head.
Sort of
I've been hearing that since I was a kid.
It's not bad advice.
All we do
if you can't beat somebody up, pick something up and hit him. Pick something up and hit him in the head with it.
Yeah. Well, he's right. No one should be attacked.
Can I tell
stage.
You why I never had that attitude? I really, this is just the people have that in them. I don't have that in me. I don't have the, if I can't beat somebody up, pick something. Because in my head, I can't beat him up without something in my hand. Now I'm bringing a weapon into it. So if he gets this weapon, he could beat me up even worse with the weapons now. Like,
no,
I'm kind of fucked.
With a weapon.
I'm not like also like not like if I'm just picking up like a bottle off a bar, like there's other bottles. Like now I'm bringing bottles into it and now he's that much more dangerous.
It's true. I'd rather fight a big guy than taser him and realize that that just fuels him more. His eyes become electricity.
Or it's like you hit him in the head with a bottle at a bar and you don't knock him out. And he's like, oh, bottles are fair game now. Now I'm fending off bottles from a giant dude.
Bottles are fair game. It was in the rules.
Dude, never, dude. Fuck that noise. If I can't, if I don't sense I could beat a guy with my hands, I run. I run to fight another day. I'm not willing to murder somebody. That's yeah. People say this too a lot. They're like, dude, it's like, fuck that. You don't need to know how to fight. Just get, learn, you just get a gun. And it's like, well, I'm...
You can't kill somebody every time there's a problem.
I'm unwilling to murder somebody.
Lewis doing that every time an Uber makes a wrong turn? He just has to shoot him.
Well, my
you fucking
line...
drive this car and you make the proper right turns.
Well, my line for punching somebody is so much further than, or, you know, so much less far than my line for shooting them. You know, so it's like now I have a gun. It's like it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, you got to adjust your line.
The killing line, it's like this person's trying to murder my son. Anything before that, like I'm not really willing to kill somebody. Yeah. Like anything but like so up until that moment, I'm just getting beat up.
It's not right.
It's not right. Learn how to fight, people.
Learn how to fight. If you take nothing else from us this week, it's learn how to fight. Always a pleasure to kick it with the boys. Another fun one. Enjoy. And Friday we will be hang. With you guys.
Right?
Friday Night Hang. The Friday Night Hang is here. And we're wrapping it up. We'll catch you guys again. Pre-recorded on Tuesday.
Don't say that.
What do you say?
Just say we'll catch you on Tuesday night.
Our live show will be out Tuesday.
You're not going to even say that much.
But it's not going to confuse the people buying tickets.
Nice. Look, if you want to come to see the Skanks, come on Monday nights to the Stand. Somehow that episode will be airing on Tuesday nights. You don't give me any more information, okay? Monday night at the Stand, we're doing our special Christmas 40 hands, our annual Christmas 40 hands with Colin Turrell and Steve Ranazzisi. It's going to be a fucking blast, a wild Christmas show. Lots of Christmas spirit.
Has Ranazzisi agreed to the 40 hands?
I don't think anyone has.
Okay. I haven't.
We should because he drives in, so.
It's okay. We'll get him an Oobs.
All right, gang. Well, we'll catch you then. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
You ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.